Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Basketball teams are entering the final month of the regular season, and they're gearing up for the playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of all the action with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets if the basketball team of your choosing hits a three. That's code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only to bet. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
It's time for the Drive's Top 4 at 4.
All right, here we go. Top 4 at 4 this afternoon, brought to you by our friends at Citizens National Bank, the official bank of the Drive. Here's Adam Hickman back in studio. Adam?
All right, thank you, Russell. Number 1, EJ Anasicki and Corey Walker both announced today that they will be hitting the transfer portal. Opens up two more slots on the roster for potential transfers and signees.
Well, actually, it only opens one spot. And I know this is confusing, but Anasicki's spot, I mean, that was basically for him and him only, right? The seniors get an extra year. So we go from having 15 possible spots, if we're assuming Fulkerson is coming back, to 14 possible spots. Still have five spots available for Rick Barnes to play with. So I don't think those are huge losses, but it does open up another spot for a transfer, high school player, whatever Rick Barnes can go out and find.
And number 2, just like you guys, me and Trey are also here in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios watching the Masters. Justin Rose currently sits atop the leaderboard. He's shooting 7 under. Second place, we got a tie with Mark Leishman and Jordan Spieth, and also Siwoo Kim. And then in 5th place, we have Bernd Weisberger.
Do we think that Hickman got some of those harder to pronounce names, particularly the Korean? Do we think he got that one correct?
I don't think so. It's not as good as I would do.
I thought I actually did pretty good for once with the names.
You sounded convincing. So we'll give you that. Do we think Justin Rose has a chance at this thing? I mean, the guy who's leading going into Saturday never wins, right? Unless it's like Tiger Woods.
I don't know. There's been a lot of low scores today, and he has just been even par, right on the money. I think some of these other guys might be more hot heading into tomorrow.
We'll see.
Who are you guys rooting for? No.
It's going to be tomorrow before I firm up. It's really weird for me. When Tiger's not in it, it's usually late Saturday and going into Sunday when I really settle in on who I want. Probably DJ. Spieth is playing really well. I'd like to see Spieth win it because Russ told me that he wouldn't.
Hey, keep an eye on DeChambeau. He's 5 under today and went. He had 4 birdies in his last 6 holes.
The only thing about DeChambeau at a course like this, he'd go 10 cup in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
So, and we sure. we will know more. We're going to be joined at 4:20 by the great John Haji the Sheik, the Drive's golf guru, and I want to hear what Hodge has got to say before I make my decision.
The big hitters are creeping up. Champ 2 under, Morikawa 2 under, Finau is 4 under, and as Rick was saying, DeChambeau in the hunt now, 1 under par. Go ahead, Adam.
Number 3. So the 25-5 Tennessee Baseball Vols are set to take on the 29 Florida Gators in a 3-game weekend series that starts tonight at Lindsey Nelson Stadium. First pitch, 6:30, SEC Network Plus.
Chad Dallas on the hill tonight for the Vols. He has been money on Friday nights so far this season. Are we feeling confident? Is Tennessee baseball going to get things started off good tonight against the Gators?
I do.
Speaking of money,
I think they're going to win 4 out of 6 against Vanderbilt in Florida. That's what I think.
Woo!
Did you guys see the prices for tickets?
No. Yeah, we did. We talked. Was it Guy talked about it yesterday. It was like over $150 or something for tickets to this because the supply is so scarce.
Yeah, I saw Coach Vitello tweeted out that his parents are in town this weekend and we're going to try and come to the game. But he says if the ticket prices keep climbing, he's just going to tell them to stay at home.
We can't get Tony Vitello's parents a couple of tickets?
That's really? That's kind of what I thought.
Wow.
Come on.
Yeah, I guess I won't hit him up then. He can't get his parents into the game. What chance do I have?
Maybe that was just his clever way of saying, people, stop asking me for tickets.
That's probably, yeah. That is a very good observation, Hickman. Yeah, it's all the people that he's made friends with locally the past couple of years now. Hey, coach, you know, what do I need to do to get in the game? He's probably tired of dealing with that. It's like, look, I can't get my family into the game. I don't have any way to get a couple of schmucks like Russell and Bear into Lindsey Nelson, so don't ask, because it ain't going to happen, to quote Nick Saban.
We're his buddies. But he'd get us in.
All right, so number four, wrapping things up. I'm sure we all remember referee Bert Smith when he collapsed in the Gonzaga game about a week ago. They carted him off. He was in good spirits, but read an article this morning, comes to find out that collapsing incident could have actually saved his life, as they found a pretty severe blood clot in his lung.
Oh, my.
Wow. Pulmonary embolism.
Yeah, he's lucky.
Usually, if you have one of those, you can just
drop dead.
Yeah, you turn purple and you're dead when you hit the floor. It's awful. I saw that. Remember the Arkansas game where they ran that? It may have been the one that ended Majors. The guy ran back the punt. Nealon scored, and Arkansas beat us.
Yeah.
That happened to an older gentleman. We were in this big crush of people leaving the stadium, right there at the front of the stadium, the main gate. And that happened, like right in front. It was awful. Well, I'm glad they caught it, and that guy's all right, because that's a horrible way to go. Terrifying.
Thank you, Adam.
Really uplifting number four there, buddy.
The top four at four, it is uplifting. The guy's life was saved. I mean, he didn't drop dead. It's not going to happen to him because he found out his situation, and now it can be treated by the proper medical professionals. Adam's Top 4 at 4 brought to you this afternoon by our friends at Citizens National Bank, the official bank of The Drive. It is Financial Freedom Friday for some free tips on payroll processing. You business owners out there, check out the link to the blog post we put up earlier today at Fox Sports Knox on Twitter. Citizens National Bank, the official bank of The Drive. Go local, bank from anywhere. Trust CNB's Go mobile banking app to let you safely and confidently bank right from your home or while you're on the go. Citizens National Bank, right here in your community, offering advanced security and convenience features that make mobile banking with CNB safe and easy. All right, our phone number, 865-546-8200, your number to get on the show this afternoon. TJ, the Kentucky fan, is next. Hello, TJ.
Hey, what's up, boys? I broke into the bourbon about noon today, so I'm feeling pretty good. That's one of my best drops of your show that I love. I'm sorry. I love that. That is hilarious.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Hey, so I got something heavy on my mind. Let's do some, guess how much money the NCAA made in 2019 just off the NCAA basketball men's tournament.
Oh, it's over $1 billion, right?
Yes, $1 billion. $1 billion. They average over $1 billion just off the basketball tournament. Now, here's my thinking. Arizona basketball fired their coach. Indiana fired their coach. LSU's coach is still there. He cheated. Duke, I mean, they cheat all the time. Pay the freaking players, man. When does this stop? When does the NCAA stop being a bunch of greedy, you know, pay the players?
Well, I mean, I think it's certainly trending in that direction, TJ, but I mean, it's just, there's a million different issues you got to work through. Like, for instance, this year, okay, so you got to pay the Baylor guys who were their main dudes and Gonzaga's guys who were their main dudes. What about the dudes who were at the end of the bench and didn't get in? How much do those guys get? What about Tennessee's main players who scored all their points, but they lost in the first round? What about Tennessee's guys at the end of the bench? I mean, like, how do you make these calculations. If you're talking about divvying up the NCAA tournament revenue that they're getting from their TV deal and tickets sold at these things and ad sales and stuff like that, how do you make that determination? And I don't know. And I mean, Bears talk about name, image, and likeness. I guess you have more freedom to go out there and get your own endorsement deal in the near future. That'll put some more money in their pockets. But I don't see that NCAA money being talked about being divided up amongst the players. I mean, maybe it should. I don't know how to do it, though.
Well, I know yesterday y'all talked about the feel-good story, Trey Mancini, of the cancer survivor. I don't know if you guys remember this, but 2 years ago, the Rockies and the Pirates, both of their starting pitchers who faced off against each other both beat colon cancer and made their first starts since beating it 2 years ago against each other. So that was a pretty cool thing. I looked that up yesterday. Y'all have a good one, man.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Love to hear good news. Right?
Yeah.
That's always
good. Who doesn't
want
to hear good news?
Our next caller.
Yeah, I think you get a bad rap.
Phil is next on the drive. Hello, Phil.
LA.
I mean, TJ, the Kentucky fan, said that he was into the bourbon since noon. Phil, I mean, you could just hear it in his voice. Phil, how deep are we right now at 4:10 in the
afternoon?
I'm
in my third beer at the drunk tank right now.
Attaboy. Attaboy, Philly.
How's Barrett doing? Is Fabrick Butler still there?
Yeah, he'll be here till 6 with us.
I certainly am.
I love Fabulous. I mean, he put him on three and out. You know what I mean? Since y'all criticized him so much.
They wouldn't be able to handle three and out. He was trained and bred in the blistering fires of the drive.
The dojo of the drive.
Yeah, with his sensei,
Russell
Smith.
That's what you need to
Russell
call
Smith.
Your show, The Drive's Dojo.
Yeah, but yeah, Rick Butler gives me 20 minutes. Y'all should give me about 5. It's a big damn difference, you know what?
20 minutes? I mean, 5 minutes is an eternity, Phil. What are you guys doing? Get control of your show, Mr.
Sorry,
Fabulous.
Sorry, we like our callers. We give them whatever they want.
Exactly. I got connections with Brandon and Chancellor and the fabulous man, Rick Butler. How about that?
How about that?
How about that?
Put that in
speaking of that scoreboard y'all had just a minute ago, Adam Hittman did an outstanding job. How come y'all didn't have a something poll about him on there? What's going on?
Because he's not confused to the point where he doesn't know what his name is. I mean, we can't. We had to come to a consensus with
we
Guy.
We had to have a poll for a name. I mean, what kind of crap is it?
Thank you for the compliment, though, Philly. I appreciate it, buddy.
I mean, it's almost like in Tennessee football, we don't even have a quarterback. I mean, good Lord, is Fate going to be our quarterback next year? He's gaining weight, looks cool. Wait, as soon as he gets here, he'll be injured. I mean, that's all it takes.
I just got a funny feeling about Brian Maurer. He might be the guy, man.
You got
he
fan.
Might be the guy.
Just like that Philly say, Brandon Henley Hatfield ain't coming to Tennessee.
I didn't say that. I said I don't think it's a slam dunk.
It is a slam dunk unless academics is involved, and that'd be the only way he won't come.
Okay, well. Hey, look, I hope he does come. I mean, he's obviously a very, very highly touted player, but I've just not seen anything that would indicate that. I mean, if it was a slam dunk, you'd be committed, and you'd say he's coming. Until then, it's not a slam dunk.
Well, you got to get the coursework done, though, baby. You can't, you know, if you're reclassifying, I mean.
He's going to be at UT next year, Russ. Just keep your powder dry there, buddy.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Who's the other player going to leave? You're going to leave?
Apparently, according to Russ, Uroshin. Who's the other step?
I didn't
step
know. What are you guys doing?
Uroshin.
I've never said that Urosh. Literally
you
never
said that.
Who's the other junior with Urosh?
There are four juniors. Juniors.
Vescovi,
Kamwa. Triple J, and Vescovi.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot out of Kamwa.
All right.
I was in a good mood till Phil called. Now I'm going all negative with him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You're putting words in my mouth.
No.
Phil's putting words in my mouth.
Very unlike Phil and
I. You want to criticize me for something I say. Fair game. But don't straw man me here, man. I mean, come on. What are we doing?
Well, I'll just wait and rip you on the blitz next year. I back all three in Pout, though. I mean, they give me about 20 minutes air time, too. Kind of cool, you know?
Phil, I'm thinking you've had your 3 or 4 minutes unless you say something amusing, like right now.
How about this? Let's beat Florida in something that matters tonight, and I'll take, if we split between Florida and Vanderbilt, that's a realistic goal, because there's no damn way you're going to sweep both of them. Let's get real. I know baseball. See
you. I will give you that. You know it better than football.
I know baseball.
I think we could win 4 out of 6 in the next 2 series. I don't think that's out of the realm of being possible. The Vanderbilt one's going to be rough because they've got, you know, Kumar Rocker and that other kid.
But apparently Rocker got shelled last night.
Yeah. Heck yeah, it is. That's one of the things about baseball. You get a pitcher, he gets rocked like that. It may take him weeks to break out of
his
that.
His psyche could be shattered right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the next time he gets the ball is going to be in Lindsey Nelson with our crazy students heckling him.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. George had
Should somebody bring, like, should we go to find the nearest White Castle and just start throwing?
Just start throwing. Students?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, just start throwing them at him.
Oh.
Yeah, so you should throw little hamburgers at
sliders.
Vanderbilt's pitcher. That's a great idea. So Georgia just absolutely bent this dude over barrel, showed him the 50 states.
Where do you begin, Rick?
I believe they combined for 7 home runs on the day. I know that Kumar Rocker himself gave up 3 home runs as the final score is 14-1.
Wow.
Yeah, it was bad. Man, 7 home runs.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. I'm guessing Vandy probably bounces back tonight. The lighter guy, has he given up a hit yet? I remember when we talked to Rusty last week, he hadn't even given up any hits at all. So
he is outstanding. I mean, granted, they both are, but he has not been roughed up whatsoever.
All right, boys, who is next?
ZR?
TK.
TK, you're on the Drive Fan Run Radio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, fellas. How's it going?
Hey, it's going well. Thank you.
So I got some good news basketball-wise for you guys.
I know who this is.
What's our good news?
Go ahead and pencil in a center that was wearing North Carolina blue.
Kessler?
Yes, sir.
Where are you hearing this?
Come on, Russell. You know if you have sources, you ain't got sources if you say where it came from.
Okay, well, I hope you're right. I know that there have been some whispers out there that Tennessee's still in there swinging. That would be a huge pickup for Rick Barnes, obviously.
I'll give you a hint, though. There's a reason that the same teams that were in on Powell is in on Kessler, too.
Well, yeah, I know that's kind of what is giving people some hope is that,
what's their connection?
They played AAU ball together.
They're good friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. We know that for a fact.
Which team they come off of? Do you know off the top of your head? Which program?
I don't know. No.
Huh. That'd be a great get for us. In a position, definitely a position of need.
Anything else? I mean, obviously with a young kid that, with like 18, 19 years old, their opinion changes, but I've been told it's well above 50-50 chance as of today.
Wow. The other thing I'd heard with Kessler is that his family's heavily involved, and one of the big things they want is for him to be able to show some of his outside game. They want him to be able to shoot threes. So, and obviously, like with guys who play the five in Barnes' system, Kyle Alexander, John Fulkerson, like certain guys have not been given that green light. Grant Williams had that green light. I love it when your big men can shoot threes and they let him do it.
He let Pons do it this year.
He let Pons do it a little bit. So,
I mean, if Walker can stroke him and he gets out there, you know, Barnes isn't afraid to give anybody the green light. I think it's more that just the bigs he's had haven't
all of them haven't been able to do it, but I can see him out there. Pember shot some when he was in. That's mainly what he did. You know, I do not want to see Plosvich out there firing away. Well, you got anything else for us, TK? Great call.
Did you guys happen to see Desmond Oliver's tweet this morning?
No.
So, according to him, as of this morning, there's over 2,000 players in the portal now.
Oh, God. Wow.
That's incredible, man.
And it was record-breaking at, like, I mean, within 1,000 or something. I mean, it was by far record-breaking at 1,200. Now, apparently, we're at 2,000.
College basketball free agency.
Yeah, man.
TK, thanks for the phone call, brother. Appreciate it.
Yeah, have a good day.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick time out right here. We'll come back with our boy John Hodge, get a Masters update down there in Augusta. A beautiful day there, a beautiful day here at Hops and Hollers. The Drive continues. Back with more right after this on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
Back here on the Drive, Fan Run Radio. And some of our regulars out here, Westchester's here, DJ Loops here. Who else have we seen out here today, Bear?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Loop said something. Who's your team in Premier?
He's a big Man United fan.
Yeah, that's why, yeah. I'm Man City.
You two have to fight now. You realize that. You have to go out into the street and brawl.
Oh.
It's the only... And DJ's in... fantastic physical condition.
I'm a specimen.
I'll say he is drinking though, so
it's no win for DJ, because either I'm gonna get the best of him, or he's gonna be known as the guy who pummeled the guy with
oh,
cancer.
No,
I'm playing the card. Yeah,
that is a point. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, which would be worse? I mean, getting your ass kicked by an old man while listening to Oasis and cheering Man City, or you know, being known as a guy who beat up on poor Bear when he was down. Your choice,
wow.
DJ.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. Man, you
took it there. Got weird.
Stinks.
Let's
rubbish.
Let's get John Hodge in here, our golf guru here on the Drive. Hodgy, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Emphasis on the goo. Doing well, fellas. How are you?
He fits right in. Hodgy, talk to me,
nice
man.
Nice to be out and about, isn't it? On a Friday, yeah.
Hodgy, Justin Rose, yesterday. I mean, you told us, like, it was one of the last things you said to us. This guy, like, keep an eye on him. He's gonna do something. He's lurking back there. And no sooner you said that, he goes on a tear. 65 opening round, 7 under par. Follows that up with an even par 72, still in the lead, though. Still nursing a two-shot lead over a good group of guys at 5 and 4 under par. Do you think that this is an opportunity for Justin Rose to run the table?
Certainly could be if he doesn't have to play the front nine anymore. He's three over today on the front after he was, two over through seven yesterday and then played the rest of the way 9 under, and then he was 3 over today on the front and 3 under on the back. So he's certainly doing his damage on the back nine. He was obviously playing a different course than everybody else was yesterday. But you got 2 sixes and 3 fives and a couple of fours already in today and a bunch of threes in and still out there. So obviously the scoring conditions a little better, bringing a few more people into it. But it's still going to be, your winner's going to come from a group up there at the top there now. But a little more humid today, less wind. So score's a little better today. Rain coming in maybe not till 3 o'clock or so tomorrow. So it'll be interesting if it's raining on the leaders, if somebody else can get in there early maybe and make themselves known and see what happens tomorrow afternoon, but I think you're probably going to see the winner come from that top 10 right now.
We're talking with Sean from the First Tee over here earlier, and he made the point that, you know, after DJ torched this place in November, the Masters folks, the groundskeepers over there were like, hey, you know, we can't have that again. We gotta tighten this thing up. Is that kind of your read of the situation too? Is that they purposefully made the course a little bit more difficult so that those scores wouldn't be quite so low this time around?
Yeah, they don't want it to be torn up so anybody can win. They want the cream of the crop to rise to the top and the best to have this, you know, the better players, all timers, to be the members of their select group from now on. But I think weather was big last year because it was damp, rained a lot before the week, and rained during the week, and just made it much. I think we said yesterday 50 something players were under par in the first round, you know, last year. So I don't think it was really the course setup as much as it was the weather having everything to do with it. Of course, the grasses are a little bit different. They groom the grass, the rye grass, to be in prime condition in the spring. So it's just a little different when it's in the fall. So hopefully no more viruses in our lifetime. We can always keep the Masters in April.
You know, there have been a ton of big movers on the day so far. Weisberger and Finau both have moved up 27 spots as they're both going 6 under on the day. But I want to ask about Bryson DeChambeau, who I think is the most interesting golfer in all of the sport. He has jumped up 41 spots today, shooting 5 under to go 1 under for the tournament. Do you see him as a guy who could potentially catch fire, as we've kind of seen him do in the past?
I hope not, Rick. Just from personal, I'm just not a big fan. But he is the number one. He's changing golf. If he wins this week, you know, there's going to be a lot more attention paid to him and what he's doing. A lot of people are going after length, like because of what he's been able to do. He straightened out his driver. He didn't look like he was swinging as hard at it today. So he hit more fairways today, and he really made a nice comeback on the back nine, birdie and four of the last six holes, or he would have been an afterthought. So now he's thrown his name back in the ring. He's in the top 20, 1 under par. He's capable of doing that again. So as we saw with Rose yesterday, shooting 7 under, it's hard to back up a good round. So
yeah,
it'll be interesting to see if those sixes, guys that haven't been there before, Weisberger, you know, Finau hadn't won in 3 years, but he's a cash-making machine, so he's, you know, a threat to be around there tomorrow. It's just going to be hard to see him close. You know, I think it's going to be, unless somebody makes a move this afternoon and gets up there in the, you know, 4 hour or 4 under range, you're probably looking at Jordan to see if he can close, since he proved he can close one out again last week.
That was going to be my next question. After he had a big weekend last weekend, and now pretty darn good so far through 2 days, as he is tied for second place, do you see him as a guy that could potentially carry this thing forward?
I give him as good a shot as anybody. He didn't have as big a field to deal with last week, so, and obviously he's got the big names up there. He and Thomas are good buddies, so it might be a comfortable pairing for him. It'll be interesting to see how the final deal week shows out today, to see what the pairings are. It looks like Rose and Leishman, as the first 5 under in, will be paired together. So that would put Spieth and Weisberger together, Finau and Thomas, who played together today or in the first 2 days. Both bogeyed the last hole, actually, to drop down to 4 under, or Tony would have shot 65 and JT would have had 66, so ready to light it up. I don't. The pin positions will get up progressively more difficult as the days go on into the weekend. So as people start thinking about their chance to win a green jacket, it's going to be a battle of nerves and emotions more than it is the golf course.
Haji, taking a few with us this afternoon. And John, we had another rules controversy yesterday. I saw the clip, and Rick and I were talking about it.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
The sand trap. And
oh, yeah.
You can't, Everybody knows you can't ground the club in the sound trap, and they say, I guess he grazed a kernel of sand, a grain or two. Terrible. He got out of the backswing, and they popped him for it. Yeah. Rick and I were going over it like the Zapruder film. I don't know. To me, it looked like he probably hit some sand. He was getting a little closer than I would get, but I don't see how you could say, if this is college football, you know, definitive video evidence that he touched it. What are your thoughts?
Well, he did, on the replay or on the TV coverage, you could see it. But when he, you know, they really shouldn't even show the close-up of the golf club and against the ball in live play, probably, because it's just so ridiculous. Sure. But they said that they said it was visible to the naked eye, but the sand was under his club, so he had no idea he touched it. There just happened to be a little mound of sand right behind the ball, and just right before he took his backswing, you could see he just mashed it down a little bit. I don't think it affected the shot one iota. It wouldn't have changed anything at all. But for him to, it's Abraham Answer out of Mexico, and for him to get taken off the course and then be approached and say, you know, we saw a video, you grounded your club, you're going to be assessed a two-shot penalty, and that sent him to three over par, which right now is the cut line. To his credit, I was just staring at his scorecard, and he just made another birdie, so he's three under on the day. So he handled it with class yesterday by just saying, you know, I'm ready to get after it. I hate it. I'm gutted right now, but ready to get back out there tomorrow. And to his credit, he's three under today, back to even par, and safely inside the cut line. So there's somebody for you to pull for tomorrow.
Haji, Elon Musk, the entrepreneur, scientist, modern-day Howard Hughes guy, says he can clone dinosaurs, just like in Jurassic Park. What do you think? Is this a great idea or a terrible idea?
Oh, it's terrible, of course, but it'd be fun to watch, right? It's fun to see how it plays out. Are you gonna guard the lab? If a virus can get out of a lab, you think a dinosaur can?
Well, if you got a sketchy character like Newman trying to smuggle it out of there in a shaving cream canister, as I recall, that's how that went down. I think if you put it on an island like they did in the movie, just as long as you don't clone the pterodactyls, right? Anything that can fly, like as long as we keep them confined to an island, I feel like it's a enter at your own risk type thing. Could be pretty cool.
Are you going to clone? You're going to have male and female though, so they can breed and turn back the clock, so to speak.
That's a good point.
I mean, what if you have a dictatorship on the island, right? Can you really have one guy deciding who gets cloned and who doesn't get cloned? What if he wants to use it for his own personal advantages?
Somebody will play.
Can you
God?
Imagine little Kim with two dinosaurs? He wouldn't have time to fool with nukes, I guess. That's supposed to play with.
Oh man.
I don't know if you can create a real life event based on a movie that's based on a disaster happening at this theme park.
Well, granted, there are certain things you have to think through about this thing. I mean,
all the malls are closing down, so you could use that maybe. Wall a couple of those in.
Dino Mall.
So Easttown Mall just got torn down. Yeah. That's what they need to do with it.
Pour one out for Easttown Mall. Well, they're building a big Amazon fulfillment center there.
Oh, my.
Yeah. A lot of jobs.
How about we put one in Gainesville and one in Tuscaloosa? Go from there.
And figure out how to turn them into players or something. A couple of five stars. Haji.
All right, who's gonna win it? Who's going to win it?
Who's going to win it?
It's got to be between Rose, Spieth, and JT. The ball striker, JT, Spieth is the best putter probably in the group. Thomas is probably the best ball striker, the iron player. He hits it so close. He doesn't putt at Augusta as well, but he hits it closer than anybody. So if I had to say, now I'm going to whittle it down to those two, and then I'd probably say JT gets him at the end.
He's rocketing up that leaderboard, man. Now he's 5 under, 2 strokes back. I guess he's in the clubhouse now at the 4 under 68. So he's in good position heading into the weekend. That's a cool story, Haji, man. He had had the the yips, whatever you call it. He went away. Right. Like, it looked like he was just going to be the man. And he's had this weird two-year odyssey now where he just can't figure it out, and it looks like he's figured it out finally.
Good to see. Good to see.
Yeah.
I would hate to see him just disappear like that. So I'm glad that he's back on the scene. I'd like to see the cuts at three over. You still got DJ hanging out down there around the cut line, and Rory's just outside it. I'd like to see those guys make the cut just to make the weekend more interesting. But Rory's got no chance, I don't believe, now. He's six over. I don't believe he's going to find his way back to the weekend. So DJ is right on the cut line, one over today, three over for the tournament. But you got to look at this guy. If it's low 44 in ties, and you've got Casey, Berger, DJ, Garcia, Poulter, Adam Scott, Phil Mickelson, Billy Horschel, Molinari, and Kokrak all tied at 46th. So if you get if two more guys jump up there a little bit into the top 44, then all of a sudden all the three overs are gone. That's a bunch of big names that'll be gone for the weekend.
Gonna be fun.
Let's get those hairy gators this weekend. That's what's gonna be fun.
Are you digging the baseball? Are you watching?
Oh yeah. I was thinking that with Bear, I like four out of six. Would you take 3-3 against Vandy in Florida?
Oh, I every day and twice on Sunday, but I think that it's realistic that we could. We're good enough where if we played our best baseball, we could come out of there with four out of the six games.
Four out of six would be nice. You got Arkansas lurking down at the end of the schedule, right?
Yeah, I mean
it's a grind.
We're playing big boy baseball.
2-1 the rest of the way, you'd be probably win the conference. So,
Wow, big stuff, no doubt. Haji, thanks, man. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the golf.
Have a great weekend, guys.
John Hodge making his presence felt this afternoon on the drive. Guy knows his golf. He enlightens us. Seems like Jordan Spieth is – that's cool, man. Like, I remember – was it David Duvall was the guy who was – he was Jordan Spieth once, and then he fell apart, and he never really got it back together mentally. And it seemed like Spieth was headed in that direction, right? And he won last week. If he wins another major, I think he'd have to say he's back at that point. I mean, some people might say he's back now.
Yeah, he's at three top 10 finishes in the last five attempts in his last five tournaments. So he's balling right now.
I used to tell Haji I didn't like him because...
You didn't like Haji?
No, I love Haji.
Oh, okay.
I didn't like Spieth when he first... Because he's so boring, man. There's just like... He's wholesome. He's like, there's nothing happening there, man. Like, I find him to be an infinitely more compelling figure now that he's gone through this.
Sure.
I feel like it will make him a better champion.
Well, and that's one of the crazy things I think that you get from the individual sport, right? If we're talking about a quarterback, if we're talking about a pitcher, there's so many more things that would have to go back into a rebirth, if you will, or getting back into the career. But it's why some of these individual sports are so much fun to watch, like golf, because, again, you see him and him alone on this journey with the valleys now hopefully going back up to a peak. But I'm with you. You need a story.
Mono y mono.
Yeah, mono y mono.
Hey, folks, come on out and say hello. We're at Hops and Hollers this afternoon. We've got the Masters on. We've got cold beverages for you. We're giving away a $125 Inward Half Golf Shopping Spree, great golf apparel brand, locally owned and operated here in East Tennessee. And come out, get your name in the drawing box for that. We're doing that drawing at 6 p.m. You've got a youngster that you want to introduce to the sport. Sean Maurer from First Tee Knoxville is here, and he'd be glad to talk to you about some programs they have to get little kids involved in golf. And we're going to be hanging out here for another hour and a half or so. So stop on by Hops and Hollers, Central Street, North Knoxville. Going to take a quick time out. More of your phone calls coming up right here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
Welcome back. Drive continues here at Fan Run Radio. Yeah, I have food now over here. And they get that big orange melt.
Yeah, I'm probably going to get something to go.
Some nachos and stuff like that, yeah.
I'll put my order in.
Oftentimes find a good food truck here to supplement as well.
I've never left here hungry.
I'm going to be honest. I was just inside.
Yeah.
I almost brought back out some food.
Well, what were you looking at?
Looking at the nachos. Like you said, it looks too good to be true.
Yeah.
They've got like a Cuban kind of sandwich thing. Yeah,
like a panini?
Tasty,
like hot Cuban press?
Yeah. We get some food up here for hour three if you guys want.
Don't
want to pig out?
I will at the house.
I'm getting a beer at quitting time, 5 o'clock. Quitting time, you know.
Quitting time,
quitting time
you
proper.
Get, it's Friday. Of course you will.
Yeah,
and then we only got half an hour after the show ends until the baseball start. Pretty good.
Just enough time for I'll help Russ get packed up.
Who's
still refusing to apologize?
Anybody here going to the open practice tomorrow if by some miracle it doesn't rain?
No.
No?
No.
Rick, you're going.
Yeah, I think we're going to try to go. Yeah.
Rick and I'll go.
All right.
We'll represent. It's the University of Tennessee. The football team's playing football inside Neyland Stadium for free.
I'm going to have to show me something before I come back over there.
I'm going.
Gone are the days where I was a student and could walk in anything for free. So now you have to realize you got to take advantage of things.
If it works for free, it works for me.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the phones. 865-546-8200, your number to get on the show. ZR is next on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Hello, ZR.
What's going on, guys?
You tell me, buddy.
Well, we're at the drunk tank on the drunk carport drinking drunk drinks.
Have we had a sober call yet?
No.
I'm not sure.
I don't think so. I mean, we've had four phone calls, and they've all been drinking.
Yeah. It's Friday.
And I'm just going to assume Hodge had put at least one down as well.
Probably three.
Oh. That. It was a little earlier.
Yeah.
Is Coach, what's his name in the portal? What's the football coach's name? Is he in the portal now?
Josh Heupel? He just got here. Why? What do you mean, is he in the portal?
I thought he'd be in the portal trying to get some players.
Well, I'm sure he is.
You know, Rick Barnes is going to get anybody in the portal?
I mean, I don't know if
he's going to get a big man. Is he going to be able to develop a big man? You think Rick Barnes will be able to develop a big man if we get one?
I hope so, man. Did you see the list of big guys he's signed since Grant Williams? It's like a list. It's like 10 dudes, and none of them could play dead.
Did you see Gonzaga? They lay the biggest egg ever there. Everybody built them up like they're great, and they suck. Like Georgia in football. Just like Georgia in football.
Chokers.
They are.
Gaggers.
One thing about it, though, they look a heck of a lot better than we do in basketball. We couldn't hang with that no matter what.
I wish our team played a little bit more like them. I think we would all.
I do, too. Who we play this weekend in baseball?
What do you mean who we play, man? You really are hammered. Florida Gators are in town, ZR. Come on.
When are we going to beat Florida in something that counts? Are we ever going to do that?
Well, hold on. We beat them the last two times we played them in basketball. I think you would agree that basketball counts, right?
Well, they blew us away down there. Stadium, which is
that is the glass half empty way of looking at it. We won the last two games, ZR. We dominated them.
Yeah, but when is football ever going to beat Florida?
You keep moving the goalpost, man.
Joe Biden. I keep moving the goalpost.
You keep moving the goalpost. I don't see why you have to get political about it. But
Kamala Harris hasn't even been to the border yet. Do we have a problem there?
Rick Barnes owns Florida and Kentucky, for that matter. He's got the deed in his back pocket. Get the guys to do ZRs. Say something nice about
it. How does he do in the NCAA tournament?
There you go again. Moving that goalpost.
Baylor's coach, when he went there, he said he's going to win games in the tournament. What did he do?
CR, he's been there for 20 years. You know what Butch Jones said? It takes 5 years to build a program.
Brick by brick.
We're starting over.
At a time.
We're flipping the roster. We're starting over. It's a complete rebuild. So in about 5 years, maybe Rick Barnes will win a championship. How's that?
I think we lost him. I thought I heard the oink oink.
Is he gone?
Okay. Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, he's gone.
I was hoping to sing a song.
Some people you just can't. You can't. There's no pleasing some people, you know.
You see who's next? We've got a directive. He's got a name change.
Oh Lord! Oh my goodness! Did you hear?
Yeah.
Christopher Gabriel played Willie's call to our show yesterday on his show today.
I wonder what the fine folks of the greater Fresno area thought about
he
Willie.
He said they loved him.
I can see that.
He wants Willie to call his show.
I don't think he wants that.
I don't think he wants that either. Willie, you're on the drive, Fan Run Radio. Good afternoon, sir.
You're wrong. He said he did want me to call his show.
Well, no, we know that, Willie. We don't think that he doesn't know that he really doesn't. I mean, you're a handful, man. Come on. With me and Russ love you, Rick loves you, but you require a lot of guidance and production. You can get kind of off the reservation.
I think you're just jealous.
Jealous? Of what?
Well, yeah. Listen, hold on. Maybe. Nothing against Christopher Gabriel, who did admire the East Tennessee lilt in our accents today on his show, but the politically correct nature of California radio, I don't know if they're ready for Willie to call in and let loose out there. I don't know how that's going to go. Just being honest.
That's West Coast Willie to you, Russ.
West Coast Willie. He's worldwide.
Yeah, yeah. You show some respect when you say my name. Hey, guys, but seriously, was it yesterday's call? I can't even remember what my call yesterday was.
You basically said about that Christopher Gabriel might be your illegitimate son.
That's pretty cool. OZR's right. And hey, well, y'all talk about taking 5 years to build a program. That's in football. In basketball, it takes about 18 months. And we're still waiting.
We're still waiting. I mean, we did win an SEC championship, what, his third season in Knoxville? I mean,
it should have been two if we hadn't gotten rooked by that guy.
I basically give him the two. He won back-to-back SEC championships his third and fourth year in my book.
The SEC champion, and I don't agree with this, but the SEC champion is the tournament champion. And I don't agree with that, but that's the way it is. Well, I think they ought to do away with this. I think they ought to do away with these conference tournaments. The true champion should be the regular season champion.
Well, that's the way it was back in the
70s when I was growing up.
That's the way it still is. The SEC recognizes the regular season champion.
That's how the regular season champion. But the champion is the tournament champion.
I don't even know what your opinion is on this. I feel like you're arguing with yourself.
My opinion is Rick Barnes sucks, and I can't wait for his contract to expire.
Okay, Willie, thank you. So that's six out of six.
Have a great weekend.
6 out of 6 drunk phone calls on the drive so far today. I mean, can we get a sober call? Do we have anybody sober in the audience right now?
No, Westchester, I've been counting. He's been standing here. I'm afraid he's getting ready to hit. You know, it's your rule, Russell.
Do we have anybody? Maybe you have to be drunk to listen to the show. Maybe we just need to come to terms with that. Maybe I don't know what that says about us, this radio station, but maybe that's just the deal.
I wouldn't want it any other way.
865-546-8200, your number to get on the show. 546-8200, G3 Help Me Hotline open, especially if you haven't been drinking this afternoon. We do have another hour lined up for you. Rusty Enzer, who I can pretty much get guarantee will be stone cold sober. Rusty's got his game face on right now. Guy bleeds orange and white for Tennessee baseball.
You think
he's got his eye black on?
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say. You think Rusty tapes his ankles for?
He's got his eye black on. His cup is securely fastened. He's got his stirrups on.
His wrists and ankles are probably taped.
Yeah. He's got. Rusty wears stirrups.
Rusty
Westchester.
Wears stirrups,
he's old school, man.
Everybody needs to wear stirrups in baseball.
I agree. Yeah.
Everybody.
He's old school.
Stay with us. The Drive continues. Hour number three coming up live from Hops and Hollers right here on Fan Run Radio.